Addictions, a comprehensive summary of Edward T. Welch Chapter 1 What's Addictions? Addictions, A Banquet in the Grave, is a book written by Edward T. Welch, a licensed counselor and biblical counselor, that addresses the topic of addiction from a Christian perspective. In this book, Welch posits that many understandings of addiction are both too simplistic and too complex. He suggests that the root of addiction is not just biological or psychological, but deeply spiritual as well. Welch uses a biblical framework to explore how and why individuals can become addicted to various substances or behaviors, urging readers to consider the role of spiritual idolatry in addictions. He emphasizes that addiction is not merely a struggle with substances like drugs and alcohol, but can also relate to behaviors such as gambling, food, and even relationships. The book offers practical guidance for individuals struggling with addiction and for those who wish to help others dealing with these issues. It incorporates biblical teachings, counseling strategies, and personal reflections to help readers understand the deeper issues of the heart that lead to addiction. Welch encourages a recovery process that involves turning toward God and recognizing one's need for a savior amid struggles. The book offers hope and insight for those looking for redemption and overcoming the cycle of addiction. Chapter 2, The Background of Addictions, Addictions by Edward T. Welch, explores the complex nature of addiction, both from a psychological and a spiritual perspective. Published in the late 20th century, this work was written during a time when there was an increasing awareness of addiction as a significant societal issue. While the medical model of addiction was prevalent, emphasizing biological and psychological factors, a growing discourse was emerging around the need for holistic understanding, including the social and spiritual dimensions of addiction. Social context of the period. 1. Rising awareness of addiction. The late 20th century saw a rise in public awareness regarding various forms of addiction, including substance abuse, gambling, and pornography. The emergence of the Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, and Narcotics Anonymous, NA, models influenced both treatment and societal understanding of addiction. 2. Spiritual and religious perspectives. During this period, understanding addiction through a religious lens was gaining traction. Many individuals encountered issues surrounding sobriety and recovery that included moral and theological considerations. Faith-based approaches began to assert themselves against a backdrop of predominantly medical or psychological views. 3. Struggle for identity. The era also encapsulated broader societal struggles with identity, including personal autonomy in the face of societal pressures and cultural shifts around individualism. This context influenced people's perceptions of personal failures and successes related to addiction. Author's intention. 1. Integrative approach. Edward T. Welch aimed to provide an integrative approach to understanding addiction, combining psychological insights with spiritual truths found in Christianity. His intention was to bridge the gap between common psychological models of addiction and the understanding of personal responsibility and transformation offered through faith. 2. Hope and healing. Welch emphasized hope and healing as possible outcomes of addressing addiction. He intended to articulate that recovery is not only possible, but also can be significantly supported through religious beliefs and community, which offers both accountability and support. 3. Focus on heart change. Welch's work highlights the importance of addressing underlying heart issues related to addiction, rather than merely focusing on behavioral modification. His aim was to encourage readers to reflect on deeper motivations, desires, and the need for a relationship with God as a pathway to healing. Ultimately, Edward T. Welch's Addictions is situated in a context that values both psychological understanding and spiritual truth, aiming to equip individuals with a comprehensive view of addiction and the pathways to recovery. Chapter 3 Quotes of Addictions. Addictions quotes as follows. Here are 10 notable quotes from Edward T. Welch's work on addiction, reflecting his insights and perspectives on the struggle with various forms of addiction, and the hope for recovery through faith and community. 1. Addictions promise freedom, but deliver bondage. This quote emphasizes the deceptive nature of addictions, which can seem liberating, but often lead to greater constraints in life. 2. Our desires often lead us to worship the created rather than the creator. Welch highlights the spiritual aspect of addiction, suggesting that it can be a form of idolatry, where we pursue things that distract us from our relationship with God. 3. Recovery is not just about stopping a behavior, it's about a restoring of our hearts. This underscores that overcoming addiction involves deeper changes in one's inner life, not just external actions. 4. The grace of God can dismantle the cravings and compulsions that seem insurmountable. Welch points to the transformative power of divine grace in enabling individuals to overcome their addictions. 5. Addiction is a great revealer of our hearts, exposing what we truly desire. This quote reflects on how addictions can show us our true motivations and longings, urging self-examination and honesty. 6. We find hope not in our ability to change, but in God's unchanging love. A reminder that true hope lies not in our willpower, but in the constancy of divine love and support. 7. Community is where healing happens. We were never meant to fight our battles alone. Welch emphasizes the importance of communal support in the recovery process, highlighting that relationships play a crucial role in overcoming addiction. 8. Every addiction is an expression of something deeper, a longing for what only God can provide. This insight suggests that addictions often stem from unmet spiritual or emotional needs that can only be fulfilled through faith. 9. Sometimes the first step in recovery is admitting that we cannot do it alone. We need God and others. Welch points to the necessity of vulnerability and as a key step towards healing from addiction. 10. Instead of focusing on what we've lost to addiction, let's focus on what can be restored by grace. This quote encourages a shift in perspective, suggesting that recovery is about looking forward to restoration rather than dwelling on past losses. Read addiction's summary at bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/addictions. Buy addictions at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=addictions. Buy addictions at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=addictions?FClanguages=n. Search addictions at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=addictions?offset=1.